So walked into this workshop. This is some machinery here that I guess the Vikings wouldn't have had.
No, of course not. This is a balance between compromises, because what we want to do is different, you know, Viking Age craft, but we still have to take into consideration that we are in 2015.
Jeppe Gaali looks every bit the Viking you've come to know from drawings and popular culture. Big, burly, with an impressive beard and a fantastic belly laugh.
Sometimes we do things, you know, from the ground, like they would have done it in the Viking Age. And sometimes we use modern machinery and tools to make an object that looks like the object that they have had in the Viking Age.
Jeppe teaches at what is, as far as he knows, the world's first and only government-sponsored Viking school. It's a one-year course for young adults aged 18 plus who want to do something different before perhaps going on to a more, shall we say, conventional education.
I'm making a bag. It's quite a lot of work. But I hope that it will look nice when I'm finished.
Eirik Tomren is one of the 14 students who were lucky enough to get a space on the popular Viking course.
I have punched little marks on the plate, which took about a day. It's around 700 markings.
So that's making a zigzaggy pattern.
Yeah.
So this is a copying what we know that the Vikings would have made.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it as close as possible.
What made you apply for this course?
Well, I've always been interested in Viking Age and mythology, and once I saw that this existed, I just signed up right away. It was just perfect for me.
And what do you want to be? Obviously, you're not going to be a Viking when you as a profession, but what do you want to take away from this course?
Well, I love to work with my hands, so that's something I want to do in the future too. Just getting better at using them.
I order the arrest of Floki for the murder of Æthelstan.
He betrayed my trust, and most importantly, my love for you.
Popular culture has always portrayed the Vikings as rather more vicious than a group of craft-making farmers. The TV series Vikings, filmed on location just outside of Dublin, is full of warring clans and kingdoms, and the characters nearly all wield some kind of terrifying weapon. This portrayal couldn't be further from the truth, says teacher Jeppe Gaali, and it's not the kind of Viking history the students here at the Viking School will be learning.
I must admit, I saw the first 1.5 episode of Vikings, and then I couldn't take it anymore. I love it and I hate it, because it is so historically inaccurate. So it hurts me every time I see it. But maybe it's an interest starter, and that's of course very good. But I would like a show like the Vikings to be more accurate and show the real thing instead, and it would still be a very good show. But it would make my life easier, because I feel like I have to clean up after a show like that, and that's a lot of work.
So how did the Vikings get their bad reputation in the first place? Jeppe Gaali reckons it was because of their own lack of interest in writing.
It's people from the places they went to who wrote about them. And some of the first writings was from a monastery in England, Lindisfarne. And they wrote about these bloodthirsty barbarians who came and robbed them. The Vikings themselves didn't write a lot. They didn't write anything about their culture or the feelings and poetry and how they did this and that. They didn't write anything of that. So all the writings that there is from the Viking Age is from people they met. And if they if the surviving stories are only the bad ones, then the Vikings have got a really bad press. And that's it's actually not fair, but it's a fact that we have to deal with today.
The closest thing to fighting the students here get is making a small knife blade in the school's smithy, and also copies of the actual armour Vikings would have worn. Back in the workshop, Alexander Fredriksson is painstakingly assembling what will be a Viking mail shirt out of thousands of tiny metal rings.
I've got the entire piece over there. It's about, I'm closing to 300 hours. So yes, it's a lot of work. It's an armor, very simple armor.
So it's basically made up of tiny, tiny metal rings.
Yes.
That you just stick together and can I have a look?
Yeah.
So it's pretty, this would be really heavy to wear. This is just a small square of what you've done already. So it's already quite heavy. So
a regular one, you can say between, I don't know, 13 to 15 kilos.
Right.
And then you got, of course, the king's mail, which is close enough to 30 kilos. And that just the torso.
What part of the Viking history fascinates you the most? Because what most people maybe outside of Norway have heard of is the warfare and the, you know, crossing the North Sea to sack villages in the British Isles.
Well, for me, it's I'll love the making stuff. And the old handcrafting skills and all that is really interesting. And I got quite a big interest in military histories too, so it's both.
The school itself lies in picturesque surroundings in the Telemark County, where you'll find some of Norway's wildest and most impressive nature. It's a full 3 hours' drive from Oslo and acts as a boarding school. Teacher Jeppe Garli, originally from Denmark, can't get enough of the views from outside his workshop.
This is Telemark, Norway, and it's a really beautiful place. There's a lot of mountains, and we are in Seljord. That's the name of the small town that where the school is placed. And Seljord is famous for Seljordsvatnet, the Seljord Lake. Very lucky for us, there is a local Viking group called Olavsmenn. And this Viking group have their own Viking ship, and it's a replica of probably the most famous of them all, the Oseberg ship, which can be seen in Oslo, the capital of Norway. We can sail this ship with them, so that's wonderful. It's a beautiful lake, and the ship is beautiful, and they're really nice people. And it's just wonderful to sail a Norwegian Viking ship. That's just a wonderful experience.
I think you're having a good time here.
Yeah, it's wonderful here. I really like it, so...
All of the 14 students on this year's course are Norwegian, although the course is also open to foreign applicants. Several of these students will in all likelihood find real Vikings in their family tree. That might not be so important, thinks Eirik Tomren, the student making the Viking bag, but knowing your country's heritage is, he feels, and especially finding out that the Vikings were perhaps not all as bad as much of modern history will make them out to be.
Are you proud of being a Norwegian and coming from a Viking tradition, if you like? Because the Vikings have had quite a lot of bad press, of course, in a lot of the world.
Yes, I'm very proud. Not because of all the fighting and so on, but because there was a kind of sturdy people who just did what they had to live. They got their own community, which was very special. And they were just very strong and capable people. That's something to be proud of.
This winter, the Viking students will help the local Viking group build a Viking fortress in the forests near the school. And when the ice on the lake breaks in spring, they'll set sail on the replica longboat. And at the end of the school year, they can go out and be good ambassadors for the legacy of the Vikings, at least the ones who were peaceful craftspeople. Lars Bevanger, News Talk Radio, Seljord in Norway.
Den billigste koster 90 000.